just some, a lot of good parallels in there, and I know it's not biblically sound necessarily, but I think the biggest thing that I want us to notice there is, you know, he surrenders to God's will and says that he knows that God knows what's best for him. But at the very end, you know, he's praying the Miss America prayer, and God asks him, but what do you really care about? And then, of course, he talks about his former girlfriend that he screwed up, he cheated on, and lost that, but he wanted her to be happy. See, God cares about us. He wants us to pray what's on our heart. He wants us to pray our desires. Martin Luther, a Christian theologian and man that was huge in the Protestant Reformation, said this about prayer. Every day is so filled with things to do that I can't help but spend the first 2 hours of every day on my knees in prayer. Let me say that again. Every day is so filled with things to do that I can't help but spend the first 2 hours of every day on my knees in prayer. Now, I'm not asking us all to commit to praying the first 2 hours of every day. But I just want to just look at that, the attitude that he had about prayer. That he prayed before he did everything. That it wasn't all about him just doing and doing and doing to get things done. And that's what I want to see happen in this movement and the Christian ministries on campus. That we would pray before we put on outreaches. That we would pray before we do socials and events. That prayer would be the most important thing. Now, what happens when we make this happen in our movement? When we base this movement on prayer, and in our own lives, when we start praying? One thing, and I'll share a story from my dad. He told this at fall retreat. So, for those of you that were there that might remember this, just kind of listen again. But my dad was on the cheerleading squad at Penn State during their years when they were good at football. And it hurts that they're not good anymore. But he had a heart for this guy named Nelson that was on his cheerleading squad. And so he began to pray for this guy. Every day he would just lift up a prayer for Nelson. They went to a bowl game in Texas. And sure enough, he was in a hotel room with Nelson. Now, what happens when you pray is that you see opportunities when they arise. Because you've been praying for them, because it's been on your mind, you see the opportunity. So he's in a room with Nelson, and he's thinking, this is a great opportunity. I can tell Nelson, you know, why I live differently. I can tell Nelson the reason for the hope that I have. So he tells him and shares the gospel with him, and Nelson accepts Christ that very night. And immediately, Nelson changes, and some people come up and ask him to go to this New Year's Eve party where there's going to be a lot of drinking, and he says no, and he doesn't go. And they spend that night at a Christian conference, just praying and worshiping in the New Year. But wait, there's more. Within a week, Nelson came up to my dad, was like, hey, there's this guy named Bob, and I really want to tell him about Jesus. This is a week. This is a brand new Christian. And so my dad's like, okay, let's meet with him. So the three of them get together, and Bob accepts Christ. And this is a week later. Just amazing. But wait, there's more. Bob and Nelson both know this girl named Mary. So they're like, hey, we really need to tell Mary about Jesus. She really needs Jesus. So my dad's like, okay. So they grab a girl, and one of them and one girl go out and meet with Mary. And she accepts Christ. And that's the end. But you just see what happens when you're praying for people. When situations arise, when there's an opportunity to tell someone for the hope that we have, you see it because you've been praying for it. Now I want to give you two practical applications to deal with this. So if you would grab your cards, I want to take a minute and just write down five people that you would like to pray for. Five people that are just struggling in life or that don't know God, that need to know Jesus, or anybody. Five people. Take a minute and do that. Okay, if that wasn't enough time, finish that at home. If we commit to praying for these five people, let's say, I'm not going to limit God or say that he will answer all those prayers within a month or whatever, but if we pray for those five people, let's say God answers two of those prayers for two people, and let's say they start coming here, our movement would double. No, even more than that. Okay, I was basing that. If 200 in here, 200 people in here committed to praying for five people and God answered those prayers in two people's lives, then the movement would double. We'd be at 800. Not that numbers are that important, but just to get a picture that if half of this group committed to praying for people, that there'd be so much growth going on. So what I would like you to do, if you are serious about this, take this card with these people to pray for and find someone else to keep you accountable to pray for those people every day. An accountability partner, if you will. And the second thing, the second practical application that you can do is come to 6:16 on Tuesday night. Corporate prayer is very important because when you're praying with other people, you see the vision that they have. You see their heart on what they're asking God for. You get a vision of what God is doing through other people in this ministry. And it's fun that you get to hang out with people. John Hanna, to close, just have a couple more things. John Hanna said this. He was a Christian author. He said, "I would measure the success of any ministry by the quality and fervency of its prayer meetings." It's often been said that the devil mocks at our wisdom, laughs at our toil, but he trembles when we pray. He mocks at our wisdom, laughs at our toil, but trembles when we pray. I don't want to get to heaven and see a conveyor belt with just box after box of things that I could have asked God for, that I should have asked God for, because it is on my heart. I believe that you don't want to do that either. So